Our next set of stories feature our local MPs and a special Lotus car, among other things. A Norfolk MP has issued a statement to explain his actions in the House of Commons more than a decade ago, as he looks to avoid becoming embroiled in the post office scandal. George Freeman was a junior minister in 2015 when he defended an investigation into the issue which led to hundreds of sub-postmasters being wrongly convicted because of IT errors, saying it had found no evidence of systemic flaws. Campaigners said at the time this was misleading. The scandal has been thrust into the spotlight in recent days by ITV's hit drama Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, with Mr. Freeman, along with other politicians, facing renewed questions about their own role and whether they did enough to uncover the problem at the time. But the Mid-Norfolk MP has posted a lengthy statement on his website explaining his involvement, making clear that he was only standing in for a ministerial colleague when he made the claims. So what is the controversy surrounding Mr. Freeman? Well, Mr. Freeman spoke about the Post Office's Horizon system in the House of Commons in 2015 at a time when he was Life Sciences Minister, a role within the Department of Health and the Department of Business Innovation and Skills. It was errors with the Horizon system introduced by the Post Office in the late 1990s to speed up processes, which meant more than 700 sub-postmasters were wrongly convicted for theft and false accounting. Despite the High Court finding Horizon at fault in 2019, just 93 convictions have been overturned. National newspapers have highlighted how Mr. Freeman told the House of Commons that reports by forensic investigation firm Second Sight, brought in by the Post Office to carry out an independent review, contained no evidence of systemic flaws. Campaigners at the time claimed that was misleading, as Second Sight's report was never intended to contain evidence from confidential documents. They say that politicians should have done more to question and scrutinise the Post Office.
Great Yarmouth MP has voiced his support for the ongoing efforts by Hemsby campaigners as they prepare to fight for legislation change to try and save their village from the sea. Sir Brandon Lewis said he continues to liaise with members of Save Hemsby Coastline SHC and supports their efforts, including their petition, which is being prepared to be hand-delivered to Downing Street in the next several weeks. Sir Brandon's support comes as SHC Chairman Simon Measures said the group will continue the fight in 2024, despite the village losing a lot of battles in the past 12 months. Sir Brandon said, as 2024 progresses, I look forward to continuing to support the efforts of Great Yarmouth Borough Council and Coastal Protection East to support the village of Hemsby as well as other communities within the borough, as I've always done. I am in the process of finalising arrangements with SHC and the police at number 10 in order that the petition can be presented. Mr. Measures said that both SHC and Hemsby Independent Lifeboat, whose offshore rescue remains off service due to the collapse of the slipway by Hemsby Gap at the end of December, were delighted to be working with Sir Brandon. We hope this is the start of discussions about changing the criteria used to determine whether or not Hemsby and other coastal villages like us receive much-needed sea protection, said Mr. Measures.
A one-of-a-kind Norfolk-built supercar, which sat in a hangar and was set to be scrapped, is going under the hammer instead. The 1983 Lotus Esprit Turbo was one of the last experimental projects undertaken by the late great Colin Chapman. The supercar was the first motor fitted with an active suspension controlled by a computer. Freddie Knight of Anglian Car Auctions said, "This vehicle is certainly a very interesting car and an important part of Lotus history. It became the first active suspension development car. The idea was to have an onboard computer which could monitor and allow the suspension to be adjusted as suited even while the vehicle was travelling. The car also appeared on a 1983 episode of Top Gear, where host William Woolard highlighted the cutting-edge suspension system. And King Charles made a visit to the one-of-a-kind motor. He was thought to have made the stop to the Lotus factory just after production was finished in about 1983. The car is going to Anglia Car Auctions on Saturday, January the 27th, with a guide price of £90,000 to £120,000.
Government officials are being drawn into a dispute over a noisy party venue in a small Norfolk village. Darren Swain, the owner of Hill House, a huge 17th-century property in Saxlingham, Nevergate, had been striving to keep using the site for large events, including business, stag and hen groups. His business hit a roadblock last year when South Norfolk Council rejected a bid to confirm the use of the property for such events were legally allowed. Now Mr. Swain, a businessman and hedge fund manager, is taking the fight to the government's planning inspectorate, which can overturn decisions when he thinks councils have strayed from the law. The property has been long controversial among some locals. Villagers have previously said they have had to put up with excessive noise and drunken shouting from the site, as well as adults running through the quiet streets, playing tag and games being organised in an abandoned church on the edge of the village. The 10-bedroom property can accommodate up to 25 guests, but many more can stay in the bell tents in the grounds, and locals say some events have attracted crowds of up to 200 people, with some lasting several days.
Lotus has made at least 30 workers redundant across Norfolk after it said it had discovered a more efficient process for producing its cars. The latest layoffs affect permanent employees at the company's Heffall site and its learning academy on Hurricane Way in Norwich, with those working in manufacturing, facilities and materials handling the worst hit. The company said it had also let go a number of agency staff. It comes after the firm said it had achieved record production levels in 2023. The redundancies also come less than 6 months after the firm laid off 200 staff in July last year, having made a loss of £145.1 million before tax the year before. A spokesman for Lotus Group said the latest organisational changes at Lotus Cars are part of Lotus's wider strategy to deliver on its promise to become an all-electric luxury technology brand and to ensure that we can compete effectively on the global stage and continue on the path to long-term sustainable growth.